blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you wanna know about the gay politician, if you wanna know how to drive your car, if you wanna know about the new sex position,
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. It's high noon, and you know what that means. It's medication time. Let's go get stoned. From Mad Dogs and Englishmen, Joe Cocker.
Seems like there's gonna be a little point somewhere living. They're talking about moon dust, angel dust. Thank you.
together. Now, now, people, because together we will stand, every boy, every woman, and a man. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, that's what you get.
Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
Everyone.
91.5 WMFO. That is brand new from Catfish and the Bottlemen. It's called Long Shot. It's just a single right now, and I looked for information on an album coming out and couldn't find it right away, so I'm sure it's out there. I'm pretty sure I read something about an album coming out soon from Catfish and the Bottlemen. But anyway, Long Shot, the single, brand new. Canned Heat before that from 1970's Future Blues. We heard Let's Work Together. Los Lobos Down on the Riverbed. Going to 1990's The Neighborhood, we heard Joe Cocker, Let's Go Get Stoned from Mad Dogs and Englishmen, live at the Fillmore East in 1970. And Sunday Papers, Joe Jackson, oh, that wasn't the end. We had a long set. Joe Jackson, Sunday Papers from Look Sharp. And we started with new music from the Rock on Tours, Now That You're Gone. It's a double-sided double-A-sided single. The other side's really cool, too. I don't have it right here, so I can't remember the title of it, but I listened to it yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it was really, really, really good. As is the weather forecast, compared to what we had. Oh, man, I know people in the Midwest, Chicago and Minneapolis, it was just ridiculous. But I thought it was ridiculous here, too, when we had high temperatures in the lower teens and stuff last week. You know, when you go out and your face just freezes immediately, no matter how many layers you got on. And it's windy. On top of it being cold, it's windy. But that's not going to happen now. It's not bad out right now. Kind of cloudy, but clouds are breaking up around the Boston area. And we should see some sun this afternoon with a high around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Yeah, staying above freezing. We're not going back below freezing for several days now. So all the snow banks that are out there should be melting down nicely. Tomorrow, Monday, back to work day. Sunshine, high around 53 degrees. Light winds, too. Tuesday is the day of the week. Sunshine, lower 60s with light wind. That's going to be a nice day for a Super Bowl parade, wouldn't you say? Currently on the campus of Tufts University, it is 34 degrees.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad that Dolores O'Riordan was working on an album with the Cranberries when she passed last year. Was it last year or the year before now? It's been a while. But anyway, the Cranberries have issued a single from the forthcoming album called In the End. It will be released on April 26th. So we'll deal with the single for now from the Cranberries. It's called All Over Now from In the End. Kind of like really being the end of Dolores O'Riordan. It's just really sad to think of it, but wait till you hear this song. It's so cool. 91.5 WMFO.
Remember the night. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Composure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. Darn tootin'.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
End of story.
I'm trying my very best.
alcoholic moderate to you. Sip it slowly and pay attention. I just have to see it through. You got me looking for validation. Passion's new. Want me to love you in moderation? Well, who'd you think you're talking to?
Sorry about that. 91.5 WMFO and Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine. Moderation, just a single right now. Just a single that she put out. There is a B-side to that too. But Patti Smith before that. Power to the people have the power. This is what happens when you don't pay attention coming into. You're so busy putting on songs because I keep thinking of great other songs that would go with this. Dream of Life, that came from in 1988. We heard Courtney Barnett from Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. You know, you heard Pedestrian at Best. That was 2015. Brand new, Relinda Ronstadt. Actually, of course, it's an old song from 1978, Warren Zevon's song, as a matter of fact. Poor, poor, pitiful me. But she has a brand new album called Live in Hollywood. It's her first live, official live album. There are some bootlegs out there. But, you know, the old rhythm, section it was called with Bob Glob. The section played with James Taylor, Jackson Brown, all the California Mafia kind of people. Anyway, so that's brand new, Live in Hollywood, Linda Ronstadt. She was on CBS this morning. I'm sure you can find that interview on YouTube. Very sad what happened to Linda. She drives her crazy. She can't even sing in the shower, she says, anymore. Anyway, but she had her personal finger on this at the release of this record. So good for Linda for sticking in there. The Cranberries, speaking of great new music from Dolores O'Riordan, she was working on this album In the End is what they ended up calling it, because it is the end of the Cranberries, I guess, unless they carry on with somebody other than Dolores. All Over Now is the name of that single that will be out in March 22nd. Hello. People love to beep their horns when they drive by here. Anyway, it's Bob Angel. By the way, that was all women set. You know, we have our this show that's been on WMFO forever called All About the Women, Saturdays from 11 to 1. You know what? Back when I first started, and they said with a straight face, do not play more than two songs. Do not play two songs in a row by a woman. You had to spread out the women, and which was ridiculous even then. But it just, you almost can't even do it anymore. And in fact, we are going to continue with another terrific woman artist named Jenny Lewis, who has an album coming out on April 26th called On the Line. And it's produced by Ryan Adams, who also has his own new album out, by the way. But listen to this band. Bass, Don Was. Drums, Ringo Starr, Jim Keltner. Guitars, Ryan Adams and Jenny Lewis. Organ and keyboards, Benmont Tench and Ryan Adams. So, great band, great song from Jenny Lewis. The new album, On the Line, out on April 26th. But we have the single. It's called Red Bull and Hennessy. And here it is, 91.5 WMFO. Lauren Zevon. Angel.
Yeah.
I'm all dressed in black today. Just a coincidence. 91.5 WMFO for Mr. Bad Example. Angel Dressed in Black is the name of the song. 1991 that came out. Always do Warren here. Of course, we kind of did a double Warren because Linda Ronstadt sang a Warren Zevon song just a short while ago. That's okay by me. Jenny Lewis before that, Red Bull and Hennessy from her forthcoming album called On the Line. Brand new stuff. Jenny Lewis, sounds good. Ringo, how do you get Ringo Starr to play on your record? You got to have some pull, man. Not to mention Ben Montench and Ryan Adams. And my goodness. Great band from Jenny Lewis. Great record. Glad to hear it. And that's 12:57. I can't believe it's time to shut the gates to Detox Mansion again for another week. Hopefully we'll be back in 2 weeks, weather permitting. Last time I missed 2 weeks ago because we had that awful, awful ice storm. And I was getting ready to come in, and I had to dig out, and I slipped on some ice and fell, and I was, I ain't doing this. So we just called it off for that day. It was just a miserable day. But today's beautiful, and hopefully 2 weeks will be beautiful. It'll be even more beautiful if the Patriots pull off a win against the L.A. Rams tonight in Atlanta, where it's a nice 60 degrees and partly sunny. Atlanta must be a nice place to be. And 6:30, that game starts, so we have the whole afternoon. You don't have to, oh my God, all that pregame stuff. I just can't take it. So let's listen to more music. And as a matter of fact, I don't usually play the same artist twice in one two-hour show. It just doesn't happen. But this is how much I love this new Greta Van Fleet album. It just is absolutely amazing. Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Run out and buy it, or just, stream it. that's what Spotify and I use Tidal because the high-res sound, it really does sound great. But let's listen to this another song from Greta Van Fleet that I haven't played for you before. It's a great one. It's called The New Day. 91.5 WMFO. See ya.